Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time, bringing you the best that we can find out there. And one of those, nobody better on the coverage of all the Trump indictments and related matters. And January 6th is Julie Kelly. Julie, you'll find it Real Clear Investigations and her Substack, Declassified with Julie Kelly, available at declassified.live, a site that I don't know. So I'm going to ask her about it here on the Dom Giordano Show. Julie, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Hey, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Julie, I don't know Declassified Live, shockingly. I apologize for my ignorance. Is this relatively new?
So that's just the name of my platform on Substack.
Okay.
So Substack is the platform for independent writers, and that's just the name of mine.
And your Twitter, Joy, is a great source at Joy Kelly. Wait a minute here. At Joy Kelly 2, underscore Kelly 2, is a great source of information breaking down when we get these documents. So, Joy, what's the biggest takeaway from what's going on in the documents case? You write a lot about the judge in that case and also about Jack Smith and just the overwhelming number of Biden agencies that were involved in going after Trump on this.
Correct. So this relates to orders that Judge Cannon, Aileen Cannon in Southern Florida, has issued unsealing and unredacting major swaths of motions, evidence, exhibits, and discovery. And that's what has happened this week. And it's mind-blowing what the government has, first of all, tried to cover up. But Jack Smith has basically misled the American people, lied about the origins of the classified documents case, because it involves, as you just noted, Joe Biden's White House, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, Joe Biden's intelligence community, the National Archives, and other powerful agencies that were working behind the scenes for months to manufacture this case, some kind of documents case, before Donald Trump even turned over records to NARA, then claiming that there were classified papers there. So this is what I've been shedding a light on. This has been over a four-month battle, really, at getting these motions unsealed and unredacted, and finally they were put on the docket this week, and other unsealings just today.
Joy, are you in the camp? Is there any credibility? One of the media narratives out there, and again, somebody who had Trump's best interest told him, you know, do not do any here that's even technically a little bit loose. They're gunning for you, including the National Archives, which ought to shock people. What do you make of that narrative that's out there?
I mean, I suspect he would have known that. And look, if you're put in Donald Trump's shoes, and what it looked like early on, starting in May of 2021, when the archives were in cahoots with DOJ and employees at the White House already, is that it looked like they were going to manufacture a records destruction case against him, claiming that papers and files were missing, claiming that boxes were missing that should have been transported from the White House to NARA. So it sounds like, in reading all of these motions and, of course, covering the court hearings and everything about this case, that's what it looked like. And then when Donald Trump turned over those 15 boxes to NARA in mid-January of 2022, that's when all of a sudden the archivist claimed that he saw files in there with classified markings, notified the Department of Justice, they opened an investigation, and then, you know, went forward with the grand jury and subpoenas. But that's not what happened. So, what choice really Donald Trump, it seemed like his PRA, the Presidential Records Act, representatives for his team, including Mark Meadows, were working in good faith with NARA, trying to get them what they wanted to hopefully avoid some sort of criminal prosecution. But they were really had no choice, I think, in doing what they were supposed to do. They could have fought maybe the NARA's request, their demands for records at all, but that wouldn't have stopped the Department of Justice from moving forward like they did.
You wrote a piece on April 18th that I really like, because I spent a lot of time, Joy, the Supreme Court interrogating particularly this Solicitor General. Gorsuch, I thought, was the best, but there were several going back and forth with her. She was unable to distinguish how they convicted these people, why they trumped it up, so to speak, pun intended. The January 6th charges to obstruction just couldn't do it, because I think it would be impossible for anybody to be prepared to be able to get that past them. So tell us about that, and also what that case, there's a lot of people, January 6th defendants, it would affect. But that definitively would defect President Trump in the other Jack Smith case.
Correct. So this is oral arguments last Tuesday before the Supreme Court related to the Department of Justice's what I call abuse, a 1512C2, which is a post-Enron Arthur Anderson scandal law, obstruction law, that was intended to prevent corporate fraud or shredding of documents related to a criminal investigation. Not someone who walked in the Senate chamber or walked into a government building and either walked around or caused a ruckus or forced Congress to recess the joint session, which is what happened on January 6th. So they have weaponized this obstruction law against more than 350 J6 defendants, turning otherwise, in many cases, nonviolent political protesters into lifelong felons, throwing them behind bars for years. And, of course, this represents two of the counts in Donald Trump's Jack Smith indictment against Donald Trump. Fortunately, the justices, the majority anyway, sounded very skeptical of how the DOJ was intentionally misinterpreting the vague language in that particular subsection of 1512, that it was never intended to be used this way. And Neil Gorsuch, to his credit, presenting other scenarios, other hypotheticals, some of them not hypotheticals, right? Because he specifically asked about pulling a fire alarm.
Yeah,
during an important houseboat.
Referring
to Jamal Bowman, who got a slap on the wrist misdemeanor. And U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar, a Biden appointee, she also was on Robert Mueller's team, basically admitted that this was selective prosecution, that no, this statute would not be applied to other demonstrations or individuals, of course, aligned with Democratic Party interests, that this is something that has only ever been used in J6 in this way against J6ers, and in the future only will be. So I think that was a losing moment, and justifiably so, for Elizabeth Preligar, who also misled the court about these harsh sentences that the Department of Justice is asking for these 1512C2 convictions.
So the bottom line, Joy, I don't know if you concur, that Trump is not home free. Anything could happen in New York. But in most of these cases, there are compelling arguments, and some of them, the lack of credibility, big public lack of credibility in the Atlanta case. where no matter what happens, at some point, it's going to be hard to see Trump convicted of most of these indictments. Are you thinking that's going to happen based upon your research?
Well, you know, the 1512C2, how they come, the Supreme Court comes back, if they reverse it, how it will impact Jack Smith's indictment is one open question. Obviously, the credibility of the Alvin Bragg and the sideshow, the farcical sideshow with this compromised Judge Juan Merchan, you know, this is just a circus. Fannie Willis has basically disappeared from the headlines.
Exactly.
You know, no one's even covering that case anymore, which was supposed to be sort of a layup too. The Southern Florida, the classified documents, as I'm saying, is completely imploding in Jack Smith's face and backfiring in many ways, exposing the collusion with the White House and other agencies behind the scenes to create this. So we still have sort of the Washington J6 case, and tomorrow oral arguments before the Supreme Court on the question of presidential immunity that also originated out of the J6 case against Donald Trump from Jack Smith. So we'll see what the justices signal tomorrow. Are they going to then say the presidents are entitled, are immune from criminal prosecution? Are they going to kind of split the baby, send it back to the lower courts and have them flesh it out again? Because it really was not, in this instance, Judge Tanya Chutkan, Obama appointee, who issued that order saying denying presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. So there's still a lot of moving parts. But the bottom line, Don, if the Supreme Court does come back and say that Donald Trump can be criminally prosecuted, they will restart the court proceedings in Washington that have been on hold. And there will be nothing to stop Jack Smith or Tanya Chutkan from bringing this case to trial in Washington, D.C. as quickly as possible.
Ah, so the Supreme Court would probably rule on this, do you think, in June when all these opinions come down or sooner?
It could be sooner. They could wait until the end of June. To your point, that's the end of the term. If they do, and it's a blanket decision that, yes, presidents can face criminal prosecution, then they will restart the court proceedings there. And they have about 3 months that they need to make up. So let's say it's the beginning, end of June, and they get all of their work done as quickly as possible, which Judge Chutkan will hasten that process as much as she can. And, you know, he could possibly face trial in the nation's capital the end of September, October.
That is
the possibility, and no one will stop them because Attorney General Merrick Garland has already said it's out of the DOJ's hands. It's in the hands of the courts now, and that's where the decisions will be made.
And New York, I don't think, is as different. Washington, D.C., we saw that with the Watergate defendants. That is the ultimate place. You don't want to be in front of a hostile jury.
That's
prison
correct.
System pre that the J6 people are going through. That is the worst.
It is absolutely the worst, and that is why the Department of Justice has a perfect conviction record before D.C. juries over, I think we're at 120 trials now before D.C. juries.
So
not a single J6 defendant, 150-plus defendants, not a single one has walked out of a D.C. courtroom after facing a D.C. jury completely exonerated of all charges.
Wow.
Every single one has been convicted of all or a majority of the counts brought before this jury. That is what Donald Trump will be walking into. To your point, I'd rather be in Manhattan than Washington, D.C. any day.
Now, Philadelphia, I would say not as bad, except if it's a, if you're a corporate entity, a business, small business, and they want to nail you with a jury decision, we're the worst. But Joy, I am so intrigued with what you do on a daily basis, follow you. And right now, listeners can follow your Substack, Declassified with Joy Kelly, available at declassified.live. Parting question for you, and I'm not sure you're so busy with this stuff. What troubles you the upcoming election? We talk a lot about election integrity here. Laura Trump on pretty recently. Any surprises, anything out there you're looking at, particularly in the swing states?
I mean, I think there have been some heartening decisions to prevent what happened in 2020. You see states fighting back, say, against Zuckerbucks. more stringent election integrity rules. So we think that there will be greater oversight than there was in 2020. But look, we have seen this, as you know, there's no end to what this regime, the Biden regime, the Department of Justice, the Democratic activists and their billionaire benefactors will do to rig this election. And the thought of Joe Biden being reelected and empowering this vicious, irresponsible, reckless, lawless, especially Department of Justice, it's really something terrifying to consider.
Well, that's why we need you out there on the front line. Nobody better, Joy. We mean that. And again, Declassified with Joy Kelly, available at declassified.live. Thank you, Joy, very much.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
All right, Joy Kelly, just the very best in all aspects of this, her take on where these cases are going. The idea of blanket presidential immunity, the Supreme Court, would they decide? Now, I think they'll wait to June on that. But even if they do, you heard what she said. They would churn, if they get that, in Washington. Imagine post-Labor Day in Washington, D.C., Trump on trial around this. In Washington, D.C., you heard those stats. I know it's hard to believe her, but I agree with her, though. A lot tougher than it is if you're in New York. Hard to believe. The odds tomorrow, we'll give you coverage tomorrow, too, on who's saying what on presidential immunity. I can't see John Roberts going Trump's way on this. Amy Coney Barrett polishing that apple on the desk of John Roberts. Don't see that either. We'll see. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Get in and also hit us with that all-time annoying voice. But first, it is time for...
Where has all the money gone?
It's the Money Melody!
That's right. You're playing today for a four-package pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Bowie Bay Sox at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania on Fight Cancer Night.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wednesday, June 26th, Phillies legend. Charlie Manuel will hold a free photo session during the game. We used to do the Charlie Manuel show with him. He's every bit as storytelling.
So you guys would like take calls with Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I...
What was he like?
Oh,
kind to the callers or curmudgeonly?
Oh,
like,
no,
how was
he? No, he was very good.
Yeah?
Hey, one time he wanted a bat. He's looking for a bat there. We were down at the Shops at Liberty Place, and he wanted to demonstrate. First show we did, there were 1,000 people standing in front of us.
Really?
My all-time, the best of talk radio. Led off with Henry Kissinger, had to translate. For the first half hour, he had a book. The second half hour, Charlie Manuel. Great practitioners of the English language there. Oh, my God. I couldn't arrange it, but I was going to put Charlie on with Henry Kissinger to talk baseball.
That's great.
Oh, my God. All right, Dan, what's your backstory?
Yeah, Dom, today we're looking for a person who's actually mentioned today. They actually appeared 1979 with Johnny Carson and did a strip show live on the show on The Tonight Show singing this great song by Rod Stewart. Dom, we want to know who the cover artist is today, a person who's known for having an annoying voice. Take a listen.
Exactly what is hard, man, if you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, let's go. Oh, if you really need me, just reach out and touch me, come on, baby, tell me so. This heart is beating like a drum.
Might be worse than Taylor Swift, Dom.
That's Taylor Swift doing Eminem. She's going to pay for that someday. All right, 855-839-1210. How about a duet? Taylor Swift and the great Eminem. All oh, right. my God.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. Every day at about 2:13 or 2:14, depending, we hit you with that, playing for these Reading Phillies tickets. Let's hear the clue again. We're looking for who's covering this song with an annoying voice.
Man, if you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, baby, tell me so.
It's not annoying. I think it's pretty good in a, you know, daffy kind of way. Let's say this, a person's voice could be more annoying than that.
He's kind of known for being so bad, it's good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's go to Bob in Pennsauken. Bob, who's doing that annoying voice?
If my guess is correct, he used to live in Collingswood. Is it Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim lived in Collingswood?
Yeah, he lived on Cooper to go ride past his house on our bikes.
I didn't know
really?
That.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah, what area? Near the restaurants? Where was he?
No, he was on the other side from, like, the boathouse.
Okay.
The Collingswood.
Yeah. Bob nicely played Tiny Tim living in Collingswood.
Wow.
Bob from Pennsylvania.
No, so I pulled up an article. This is from the Courier Post, August 1st, 1986, Dom.
Right.
Tiny Tim's runaway daughter, Tulip, tiptoes into police station. Haddon Heights Tulip, the daughter of famed singer Tiny Tim and Victoria, reported missing earlier this week, turned herself into police. Legal name, blah, 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 went to the Collingswood Police Station shortly after 5 p.m. So, yeah, I guess he did live in the area. I had no idea.
Wow. All right, Bob, nicely played. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Oh, his wife is from the area. Okay, Miss Vicky.
Miss Vicky. Okay,
yeah.
That's what it is. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just pushed pound 1210. I just happened to see Joe Biden's mockery of Trump yesterday when he spoke, and of evangelical Christians in Florida. Here's what he said. He was down there, the abortion issue. He was talking about the Bible out there with Lee Greenwood. And he said, maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell. I almost wanted to buy one just to see what the hell is in it. Folks, it was no miracle. It was a political act to get rid of Roe, a political deal he made with the evangelical base of the Republican Party to look past his moral character. What moral character does this clown family have up and down the line? The brother Biden, Hunter Biden, any number of these Bidens. If they look past his moral and character flaws in exchange for his commitment to appoint justices who would overturn Roe, don't think he's not making the deal right now with MAGA extremists to ban nationwide abortion in every single state because he's making it. So let me just pivot to one of my favorite things to bring up here. You look at a lot of factors in this election. One of the most galling, though, going after Lee Greenwood, too. Anybody who goes near Lee Greenwood is Biden and his religion and what he gets away with. It's one of the biggest stories in America. How these phony Catholics, starting with the Kennedys and continuing with the Kennedys, are able to mix these progressive issues, abortion, transgender, any number of them, that the Catholic Church on paper says are anathema. They do, right? And yet, they still will not do anything. Not only are they in good standing, they punish people one in South Carolina who wouldn't give Biden communion. They are relentless in this, the Catholic Church. And the only thing they seem to really get exercised about is illegal immigrants. That gets them going. I played for you many times this bishop from Tucson who wanted to excommunicate. He was talking about this. Do you know what excommunication means? I'm not sure in every faith there's exactly what in the Catholic faith. As I understand it, excommunicado, I always like saying that, the Latin, it means that you are going to hell. That's what it means. You're outside the faithful. And unless you repent and stop doing whatever it is that you've committed, that the Bishop of Tucson was telling border agents and others they were facing, they are saying, by their standards, you're going to hell. Yet this clown yesterday, giving this speech and talking about abortion on demand with several activist females there in Florida, made the sign of the cross at least twice, showing his affirmation of what they were saying with him standing in front of them. How does the Catholic Church even continue? I think the draw is, if you're a Catholic, it's a cultural thing, too. It's an identity for life. I mean, it's amazing that they are still this powerhouse. We had Bill Donahue on today talking about it a little bit. That they continue, given this obvious hypocrisy. And I can't stress enough, there's tremendous benefit to this. If you can be both devout Catholic, you get the rub there, and also devout abortion on demand, you have cornered two of the biggest things that you can do as a politician. You've taken at least one of them that's extremely controversial, at least to some people, abortion on demand, and you've married it with something that is an identifier for 26% of the population in presidential elections. That's a hell of a thing. How do Democrats have the ability to do that? And yet, if you complain about illegal immigrants on the streets of New York and what the heck's going on there, the cardinal is ready to hit you with a 2x4. He did it with Trump. He does it with Catholics of all faiths, where that Roosevelt Hotel and the rest of it is. So are these guys just hypocrites / progressives or liberals that are running the Catholic Church? How do we continue to explain this? But Biden, as addled as he is, still has his gut to continue to do these two things. And now going after the evangelicals. So you evangelicals, we're going to go through this a lot now. You made a deal with Trump. He can sleep with all the porn stars he wants as long as he gets.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gives you what you want. All right, that's the deal. Now what you want is to ban abortion in all 50 states. You see what they're running on now. Don't believe Trump, even though any reasonable person based on the evidence. You really think Trump, if reelected, is going to be moving to ban? What instinct, what has Trump done that would make you believe that? In fact, I think the pro-life people are more afraid. If reelected, once reelected, Trump is going to say what he is saying now. It's a state's matter. Supreme Court, I got you, got rid of Roe. And he'd be right. He'd be consistent. I don't hear evangelicals going after him, per se. I see a few of these pro-life groups. Now, maybe there are evangelicals in that. But by and large, evangelicals are not throwing stones, biblically or otherwise, at Trump right now for what he said on abortion. I think by and large, my gut instinct is people are satisfied with this. Now, there are some that say you're unprincipled It is life. You have to stop Jersey from aborting and all that. But the real genuine Christians, yeah, I'll even go that far. They realize it's not about putting laws in of that nature. It's about winning hearts and minds. And they get the hard work of doing that, that they're called to do, to win over time the hearts and minds of Americans on abortion, not to bludgeon them if Trump gets reelected with a national abortion ban. That's how I read it. But you see what they're doing. This is a Rubicon crossed here by Biden. Now it's not just abortion, abortion, abortion. Now the underlying theme is Trump and the evangelicals, evil. Those evangelicals are going to let him do anything that we shouldn't let a person do.
But kind of what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
Yeah, that was...
He reads a teleprompter. I love it.
Jeb, please clap.
Pause.
Pause. Now say four more years.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
How about the pause? You left off the pause. Come on.
Damn it. Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
All right, 855-839-1210. Love to get you in on that. Coming up, I'll tell you what's happening with the NCAA and transgendered athletes. West Virginia, the latest state to ban men in women's sports. I think it's about 26 or so. And, you know, I don't see these students acting up now at the University of Texas that were protesting anti-Israel protests like they are at Columbia University. You got cops on horses. And, Dan, I hate to be the cleanup guy there. I'm telling you, you saw that on that fancy walkway at the University of Texas. People are not going to be walking there for a while. You had something or no?
No.
Continue. Okay.
Hey, I had Weisenberger ready if you want that after the break. Or
Weisenberger.
He's the guy that suggested canonical penalties for border.
Let's do a little bit here, and we'll take the break. Here is the esteemed, he would never come on, cowardice, the Bishop of Tucson. This is when Trump, maybe the second year or so, was early on, was trying to follow the law and accused of ripping these poor kids, remember that, away from their parents there at the border. Here's what the esteemed Bishop of Tucson said.
And I've never been a canonist that wanted to rush in with a sledgehammer with penalties. I don't think that reflects the canons well or the theology behind them. However, in light of the canonical penalties that are there for life issues, I'm simply asking the question if perhaps our Canonical Affairs Committee could give recommendations, at least to those of us who are border bishops, on the possibility of canonical penalties for Catholics who are involved in this. I think the time is there for prophetic statement. I also think, even though what I'm saying may be a little risky or dangerous, I think it's important to point out that canonical penalties are there in place to heal, first and foremost to heal, and therefore for the salvation of these people's souls. Maybe it's time for us to look at canonical penalties.
All right. Now, first of all, buddy, if you're going to be condemning my soul to hell, step up to the plate here and say what you're meaning. Excommunicado. That's right. That's what he's saying. The salvation of your soul. He wanted to put those penalties on people, hardworking border agents and others that were working there. They're kind of like Nazis or something to this maniac. How did they get away with this stuff? Canonical penalties on them. And yet the president of the United States is doing the sign of the cross with these abortion activists. Would this guy step up, and would the cardinal in New York step up and address this? They're scared to death to do it, or they agree with Biden on this. They don't want Trump. That's what it is. You're going to hell if you vote for Trump. How about if we say that at some point? Maybe in their heart of hearts. We're telling you, if you vote for Trump, that's it. Canonical penalties. God, how does this institution continue to go forward with people like this? A weasel. Say what you mean. He said salvation of the soul. That's what it means. That means you're out. You're going to hell unless you repent and you agree. Imagine these poor border agents doing God's work, in my view, and protecting us. And this guy's saying we ought to tell them they're going to hell if they're Catholic or otherwise. 855-839-1210, you get on board. And you evangelicals, you're even worse. You're telling Trump, Stormy Daniels must have been fun. Tell us about it, Donald. You know, they're in church. Hey, tell us, what was Stormy Daniels like? You can. We want to hear it. That's fun. We're not committing sin. You are. But we're going to let you get away with it now. Let's ban abortion this afternoon.
I'll throw some more clips of Devil's Advocate at you if you want. Remember Father Beck saying this?
Well, first of all, Jim, it's one's individual conscience. An informed moral conscience is the decision-making about receiving communion. So you don't know what's in the heart and mind of somebody, what process they have gone through, first of all. You know, I had Mass this morning, Jim, a few of them, actually.
He's the one that had...
Yeah, he's the one that criticized them not giving communion to Biden.
No, I said that Biden should have got communion and was justifying that, why. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, the priest was wrong. How does he know what's in Biden's heart? We're not going by Biden's heart. We're going by his actions. I mean, we don't know what is in his head. That's scary enough. We're not criticizing his heart. I don't care what his heart is. I look at a person's actions, and I know what his actions are. Sign of the cross here with these maniacs. The bishop in Tucson, Dan, put him on the top 10. Who would I rather have in studio, the bishop in Tucson or Larry Krasner?
Oh, come what a on. Choice. No, you can't even put that.
Yeah, why? No, I'm telling you.
Larry Krasner's in a league of his own.
Larry Krasner's not telling me I'm going to hell. I mean, I don't think. Stop after that interview. You have the
you haven't given him the chance.
You have canonical penalties. You know, I don't even feel risky making a joke about this, Dan, because in my belief system, if this guy can mete out penalties like that, something's wrong then in this kind of judgment. I don't think any reasonable person would say, yeah, those border agents are going to hell. 855-839-1210. There's a lot of other people maybe the Catholic Church ought to say is going to hell then, too. Beautiful voice. Stop it already. It's not an annoying voice. That's today's side question here with Dom and Dan.
A little nasally.
Yeah, there is a nasal quality to it. But one quick thing. Kamala Harris is going to be discussing national policy issues, etc. It's going to be one of her most difficult moments as vice president. Real tough interviewer coming up. Will that be Bret Baier? Will it be Sean Hannity? Let me see. Will it be Steve Ducey even? The Deuce? No? Picture Ducey with Kamala Harris. Oh, my God. It will be Drew Barrymore has the assignment. Yep, she's going to do a sit-down interview, so to speak, with Drew Barrymore.
Can't wait to watch that one.
We'll be playing that constantly, pointing out. By the way, speculation out there about the Trump pick for a VP has changed from a veteran now because of a couple of developments. So we'll keep our eye on that. I don't think it's going to happen for a while. All right, side question today. Hit us with a voice that is extremely annoying. Dan believes that of Barbra Streisand. Okay,
yes.
Her birthday, so we're right on it. Let's go to Jeff in Hatboro. Hey, Jeff, how have you been?
Hey, Dom, how are you doing?
Good.
So listen, the one that I have for today is Gilbert Godfrey. I think he's the male Fran Drescher. And not only that, I just wanted to tell you, I told Jim real quick, when I voted yesterday, I live in Hatboro, but I have a house in Ivyland. And I went to the Ivyland church to vote. And when the woman looked at my license, she says, give him a Republican ballot. They wouldn't even look up at me, Dom. No lie. Like the women that were handing out the ballots, they wouldn't even turn to me and say, because I said good morning when I walked in. And the whole thing, it was just a horrible experience. I don't understand, because you're a Republican, that they didn't. No eye contact, no hello, Jeff, no nothing.
Well, based upon your previous calls and all the experience we have with you, you're one of the last guys you'd think they'd be rude to. Your whole presence. Imagine a big mouth like Dan going over there. What might happen? Oh, my God.
An overall
Tom, thing. I walked through the door and I said, good morning, girls. And that's how I am. And I just got nothing back.
Boy.
Anyway, yeah, so Gilbert Godfrey, I think he's the male
Fran Drescher.
I think his voice is horrible, even though he made a lot of money doing that cartoon
that right?
as a parrot.
Is that right? Oh, you think I'm sound annoying, Jeff? Is that it? Is that what you think it is?
Wait a minute. Thank you, Jeff. I think that's more of a Mark Levin there.
Let me tell you something right now, Tom. Like, when I go out there the other day, like, what's the big deal? You can go everywhere else. Why do you even need a mail-in ballot? Just go to the polls and pull the lever. What is so horrible about all
that's,
this?
That's Gottfried. That wasn't Levin, right?
Now, Mark Levin kind of sounds like this. Now, let me explain something to you. You go to the polls. You can get an Uber anywhere else you can go. Just go take an Uber, go to the polls, pull the lever for the right candidate.
Is that Howard Stern? I'm hearing Stern there, Dan. I have to rule on that, too, Dan. All right.
Yeah, Robin. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get him to do like a bunch of voices to try to confuse him, Robin. They stole that from me, by the way.
All right.
Wait, I don't need the voice. Well, I guess he could do the voice, but someone that's been set off and on Twitter, yeah. Dom, I wonder if you agree with it, is Sean Hannity.
And you know what it is. We got a great show for you. Yeah. Don't forget Hannity Fox
it's
News
the,
channel.
It's the repetition. It's just the same, you know.
We know what it is, Don. We got a new Gingrich on the program today. We have Craig Jarrett's going to join us. And you know what it is. If you're in the hot, hazy Hannity election days of summer.
See, it's that. It's the droning. Okay. Final chance to get in with that. I see some good ones here. Really good ones. Hit us with that. And oh, my goodness. And we'll declare a winner today, and we'll tell you what's on the show tomorrow here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, hit us with that all-time annoying voice. Let's go to Ken in the Northeast. All right, Ken, who's your person?
Dom, how you doing, Dan? My person would be Screech from Saved by the Bell.
That is a very good one. Yeah, classic. The joke kind of wears off about the voice after a while, and it's just bad. You can't put up with it. Joe of Exton, connoisseur of great vocal work here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. Dom, I'm changing my answer.
Oh. Okay.
The person I consider having an odd-sounding speaking voice is Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah, pretty good one.
Don't you dare that show.
That's what I didn't know you had in him.
Oh, exactly. Thank you, Joe. Very good.
Is there some conniving behind the scenes there?
Yeah, there might have been. He was ready. Bill in Bucks has an offbeat one. Bill, who's yours?
Well, she's from the TV show Will and Grace, has been best supporting actress, Megan Mullally.
All right. I would say it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Earl's got, it's a content, it's an unusual voice. I don't find it to be grating, but to a lot of people, yeah. Earl, who's yours?
Mine's going to be the Bill Clinton apologist, the Raging Cajun, James Carville. I don't know if I could actually do an impression of him, but, you know, that's what happens when you take a $20 bill and drag it through a trailer park. And he's got that rah, 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 he's got that fluctuation in his voice.
It is. And he always does that when drag a $20 bill. He said it about Paula Jones, yeah, through a trailer park, yeah. He always does it. But he's a contrarian against the progressives, so it's a little bit different. Joe in the Northeast. Joe, who do you have?
Gone but not forgotten, Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The New York accent.
You know, Dan, we didn't have a lot of sexism today. Females really have a tough time. If their voice is too vocal, you know, it's different.
Yeah, she's only the second female we got.
Only the second. Yeah. Kamala Harris, it's a cackle. That's the thing. Yeah. Because it's not authentic. I think that's the issue. Bruce in the Northeast. All right, Bruce, who do you have?
Hey, Don, I was just going to make a last-minute change. Did anybody say Edith Bunker?
No.
No one did.
Yeah, I just thought of that, and you said the women and all, so I'll go with that one, you know?
All right, yeah, fictional characters are fine.
It's
that was
crazy he said that, because for Money Melody today, Dom, I was going to do someone with an annoying voice, Roseanne Barr, covering Edith Bunker with Coolio, 90s rapper. Listen how good she is at Edith. Here you go.
That's Roseanne Barr?
Yeah.
That is very well done. Yeah. Roseanne Barr's got a lot of talent, but the annoyance factor is beyond anything.
Oh,
can you imagine that? She's a Trump person, though, so let's go to Michael in the greater Northeast. All right, Michael, here we go. Michael, who's yours?
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Rush Limbaugh used to have this guy that used to fill in whenever he was on vacation. And I always thought it was a member of his staff that would fill in, like his producer, that he would always mention, you know, throughout the show. And I may not be saying his name right, Sebastian Gorka something.
Gorka.
And yes. Apparently it's a real person. I always thought it was fictional. And
the deep voice just, with the English accent. Right?
Yes.
It is so annoying to hear this guy.
I like the voice.
He's very officious, Dan.
Yes.
When we were sitting, well, first of all, we played, I think we have the cut, Jim Acosta. I'm sitting in the communications room there at the White House, the press thing, and he and Costa are cursing each other out. Some kids even wandered through at the highest levels, and he did it in that very, you know, it's unforgettable. All right, Dan, time to pick a winner here today.
Some of the big names, Tiny Tim, Gilbert Gottfried, Pee-wee Herman, I liked. Underrated one, fictional. I like Edith Bunker from Bruce in the Northeast.
That
the last
one
to change there.
Yeah.
So I'm really between those four, Tiny Tim, Gilbert Gottfried, Pee-wee Herman, and Edith Bunker.
I liked Edith Bunker. That was a little bit outside the box and true. Maureen Stapleton just... beautifully done.
Yeah, Bruce
yeah,
in Northeast.
Bruce
goes into
the hat. Goes into the hat. We got a couple of good ones tomorrow, some guests stopping by. One note, I'm not gullible, people on Twitter, when these kiddos from Voorhees, Dan, are now going to be doing the peace rally. I still think they're anti-Israel and that's what they're going to do. But we'll see. It's a lot better than a free Palestine. What the heck is wrong with schools today? All right, Richie always next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.